Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, September 10th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. Tomorrow marks the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks, the greatest wound inflicted on the American homeland since Pearl Harbor. On September 11th, 2001, 19 Islamic fundamentalists armed with box cutters and other rudimentary weapons seized control of four commercial passenger jets. At 8:45 a.m., an American Airlines Boeing 767, loaded with 20,000 gallons of jet fuel, crashed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center. 18 minutes later, another plane hit the South Tower. At 9:45 a.m., a third aircraft crashed into the west side of the Pentagon. The fourth plane descended into a field in rural Pennsylvania after passengers on that plane fought the terrorists on board and things spiraled out of control. Within 2 hours, the Twin Towers were gone. 3,000 people killed. That figure includes 343 firefighters and paramedics, 23 members of the NYPD, 37 Port Authority police officers who were working to get people out of the burning buildings. 2 decades later, at least 10,000 people have been diagnosed with cancer and other diseases related to the 9/11 attack. 3,000 have died from illness since 2001. The attack sparked the global war on terror launched by President Bush the Younger. It continued under Barack Obama and Donald Trump, and we are vividly seeing it now in Afghanistan as the Taliban is taking over. The mastermind behind the hijacking, Osama bin Laden, was killed by U.S. Special Forces in Pakistan on May 2, 2011. After that, al-Qaeda fell apart, but ISIS, another terrorist group, rose up to take its place. According to Brown University, 800,000 people have been killed in the war on terror, 800,000. Including 30,000 in jihadi attacks against civilians. How best to defend ourselves should be a primary concern always among voters. We need strong leaders who have a well-defined plan to deal with the hatred arrayed against us. Sadly, many in the mainstream media and some politicians still sympathize with anti-American sentiment and provide cover for it. In my upcoming book, Killing the Killers, I will reveal exactly how the USA is now fighting terror. The book will shock you. In a moment, the message of the day. Listeners, sound off. Right back.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off. We do this each Friday. You can reach me, Bill, at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name and town if you wish to opine. Let's begin with David Barber, New Iberia, Louisiana. I have four brothers who did not get the vaccine, and all of them got COVID. I did get the vaccine and did not get COVID. My four sisters did get vaxxed and they did not get the virus. Bill, please pass along to your listeners that you are telling the truth. Well, I appreciate that, David. I mean, my job is to look out for you, your brothers and sisters, and everybody else in the USA. The only way, and I mean the only way, to protect yourself against COVID, a vicious, vicious virus, is to get vaccinated. That is the truth. Mr. O, this comes from Charles, who is in Savannah, Georgia. Is there any proof that Pfizer delayed the release of the vaccine to hurt Donald Trump politically? Pfizer did not delay the release of the vax, Charles. It delayed the announcement that the vaccine was ready to go. Pfizer knew in mid-October, about 3 weeks before the vote last November, that the vaccine was going to be on the marketplace. Yet executives there did not tell the public. So that is a fact. Gary, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Kids testing positive does not mean kids are getting sick. Gary, what can I do? Do I have to come to your house, Gary? Do I have to come to your residence? Listen to yourself. Children testing positive for COVID is a bad thing on every level because they can spread the virus to other human beings. Yes, some kids who test positive don't show signs. That's true. But what is your point? COVID needs to be defeated. Now, I know it's not going to be tamped down completely by the vaccine, but the vaccine is the only way to mitigate this vicious sickness so we can get back to normal. And making excuses and pointing stuff out, what good does this do? Think about it. All right, Susan. And Susan is a concierge member to BillO'Reilly.com, which means she has direct access to me via email. And she is in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Climate change, just another way the progressives control we the people. I'm not saying we shouldn't be mindful of our environment, but we need to put it in proper perspective. You are making a valid point, Susan. The progressive left is using climate change to try to change the entire country, the entire economic system. But we do have a rising temperature in this world, and anything we can do to clean up the environment is a good thing. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve that message by putting it together. For more honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. This week in the year 476 AD, the last emperor of Rome was deposed by a Germanic chieftain, ending the Roman Empire. At its height, Rome controlled vast sections of the globe, spanning from northern England to the Arabian Peninsula. Maintaining order did not come easy. Two-thirds of all Roman taxes went to their legions, their soldiers. By the 300s AD, the economy in Rome was falling apart. Unable to fight off or bribe the Germanic tribes from the north, the Roman Empire gave them land. This eroded the tax base. And when North Africa fell to the Vandals in 435, Rome lost Mediterranean dominance and access to some of its most productive farmland. Economic troubles, government corruption, political instability incited open rebellion in the faraway regions of the Roman Empire. In September 476 AD, the barbarian Odoacer banished Rome's last emperor, the teenager Romulus Augustus, and that ended 2 centuries of political and social chaos as Rome fell apart. Odoacer was a mercenary leader in the Roman Imperial Army when he launched his mutiny against the emperor. He defeated the legions and seized control. The barbarian, and he was, immediately declared himself ruler of Italy. Soon after, the empire collapsed, kingdoms rose up individually, and the Dark Ages were ushered in. That caused food shortages, widespread poverty, and most Europeans fled the cities. Less than 80 years after the fall of Rome, the population there went from 1.5 million to 30,000. And here's something else you might not know. While the Western Roman Empire collapsed in the 5th century, the Eastern branch endured. The Byzantine Empire
founded by the Emperor Constantine in 330 AD, was administered from Constantinople for another 1,000 years. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.